Okay, we'll get started. Welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Orange County Planning Commission. We will first do the Pledge of Allegiance. I ask Mr. Commissioner Kous, would you please lead us in the pledge, please?
Sure. All rise. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Kous. We'll go to roll call. Commissioner Ha has an excused absence today. The Second District, Commissioner Seha.
Here.
Third District, Commissioner Rice.
Here.
Fourth District, Commissioner Kous.
Here.
And the Fifth District, Dave Bartlett. I am here. We'll move on to the minutes of May 22nd. Mr. Kirk?
We will be pushing these minutes to the next meeting due to them not being posted in an appropriate time. So we'll just continue them for the next meeting.
We need a motion for the continuation?
That would probably be appropriate.
Do I have a motion to continue the minutes till the next meeting?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item approved. Let's go to discussion items. Item number one, the public meeting staff presentation of the pre-approved accessory dwelling units. Mr. Kirk?
Thank you, Chairman Bartlett. Arturo Cervantes, who is our senior planner in our current planning division, will be presenting on behalf of the staff. Just in a brief summary, these are a set of pre-approved plans that will truncate our building permitting review process and will have a more limited fee charge for assessment and permit issuance. And with that, Art, please.
Thank you, Justin. Good afternoon, planning commissioners. My name is Arturo Cervantes. I'm the, can you hear me?
Just a little closer.
Is it on?
You have to.
There you are.
There we go. All right. Thanks again. My name is Arturo Cervantes. I'm the senior planner with the Public Works Planning Division. We're here today to provide you with an update on the pre-approved APU plans program that staff has been working on and recently made available to the public. So as part of the county's commitment to comply with the state guidelines and encourage the development of new residential housing, the County of Orange has been working to develop a series of pre-approved building plans for accessory dwelling units, otherwise known as ADUs. Staff has created a pre-approved ADU plan program with the goal to promote and expedite the development of detached ADUs by providing residents with architectural and building code compliant plans that have been reviewed and pre-approved by the county. One of the goals in developing this program is to increase the amount of housing units available to the community, which is in sync with the objectives established in the county's general plan housing element and will support the county in meeting their RENA obligations. Additionally, new state guidelines that have made it a requirement that all jurisdictions in California develop a program for pre-approved ADU plans by January 2025 has been put into effect. This new program that we're rolling out will place the county in compliance ahead of that deadline. Just to recap, during the Planning Commission meeting back in May of 2022, an update was provided to the commission regarding the initiation of this program. There was some feedback that was garnered during that meeting, and that feedback was implemented into these new plans, such as the development of a smaller three-bedroom footprint and a reduction in cost. We'll talk about that as we move forward. So developing the pre-approved ADU plan program, staff obtained the services of an architectural firm, Design Path Studios, and collaborated with them on creating six different footprints ranging from a studio unit with approximately 400 square feet in size up to a three-bedroom unit with 1,200 square feet in size. The options also included a smaller 972 square foot three-bedroom floor plan as suggested by the Planning Commission. As we mentioned, that was some of the feedback that we received during that main meeting in 2022. Now, applicants who utilize these plans, they have the option of selecting one of three architectural styles, either Craftsman Spanish or Ranch. So the footprints don't change, it's just the exterior of the building that'll change depending on what they select. And there's no mix and matching. Once you select a style, that's the style you're gonna get. There's gonna be no deviation. These plans are pretty much approved in one form, and that's all. And applicants who choose to utilize any of these plans still need to provide supplemental information unique to the property, such as a completed title sheet with their property details, a scaled site plan that shows all existing structures on the site, and a solar plan from a third-party solar installation company. New proposals will still need to comply with the development standards and requirements that are in place for detached ADUs. This here is a sample floor plan that was included with your application. This is just a quick image to show you the three architectural styles that are put in place and the floor plan for the 800 square foot unit. This is just for reference. Every floor plan is going to be slightly different depending on how many bedrooms they have and their size. Now, the pre-approved ADU plan program has been designed to be easily accessible to residents. By accessing our website, applicants can download an informative how-to guide and checklist and review the different plans, plan options available. Applicants will be able to submit the applications through the My OCE Services portal, as is typical with any other ADU building permit request. The website is currently up and running. This slide shows what applicants see when they visit the webpage, which is located within the OC Development Services site. The application guide, the required forms, and all the plans are available for residents to download and review. The application process guide, which again is available for as a download from that webpage, is an informative how-to guide, and it provides applicants with the necessary steps needed to complete their submission. This includes a checklist that provides a list of required information the applicants need to submit as part of their site plan when they submit their submittal. This slide shows what customers see when they are ready to submit their proposal. The process to submit will be very similar to all the permits requested for ADUs. The main difference is that applicants will need to select the newly created option for standard ADUs so that our system can recognize the incoming application as a pre-approved standard plan. As part of the second suggestion for Planning Commission during the May meeting in 2022, applicants will benefit by paying a reduced fee that represents 25% of the standard plan check fee for a similar project. So as part of today's informational meeting, it's recommended that the Planning Commission receive and file this report as appropriate. This completes staff's report. Presentation. Planning Division is available as well as building officials to answer the questions the Commission may have.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Cervantes. Turn it over to the Commission first. Any comments, questions from the Commissioner? I'll start with you, Mr. Cruz.
Thank you, Chairman. I have a couple things. I wasn't here back then. This is great. It sounds like you guys are ahead of the state deadline, which is cool. I don't know if you can comment on how many Orange County cities are or are not, but I know some have them in place.
I think there's up to 10 cities thus far that have them approved. The other aspect of it is that there's been a push specifically with the city of Anaheim to create a pool of plans that are available, so all cities could suggest that they have pre-approved plans even though they didn't do them themselves.
Interesting. And that kind of relates to the meat of my question is, I heard a couple years ago, and I won't mention any names, one of the cities got way out in front of this, and then another city took their plans, and the first city got mad. And I was like, well, who cares? Big deal. So I guess the question is, let's say, does the county of Orange mind if someone took the set of plans and filed them somewhere, recognizing they won't get any of the perks of the cheaper application, and they're going to have to still go through their plan check process? I'm just wondering.
We don't really care. However, there are situations where the plans preparer has some issues or potential issues with the reuse of their plans. And whenever we have a request to use the plans, we refer them to Design Path Studios because it is theoretically their actual documents that have been prepared, and we use them under our contractual relationship with them. However, the use of those plans by another jurisdiction would probably require some remuneration and release.
What if there's a unique aspect to the property's, you know, size, shape, topography, trapezoidal shape or something, that would incline someone to avoid any variance requests, but maybe modify these plans to accommodate their circumstances. Is that possible?
Once the plans have become modified from what was approved previously, they would then be subject to a robust and full plan check process that would not enjoy the same reduction in cost.
No, I understand that, but thank you. I guess, but could, to save money, mm-hmm. right? So they get these plans and they go, but then they go, okay, that doesn't work for my lot because of whatever reason. But if we tweaked it and then they got their own architect and then maybe all he's getting paid for is just to modify these existing plans to make it work for the site, would that be possible?
I think it would fall under the same.
Go back to design works?
You'd go back to design works, get released, because the bigger component of it would be modifying the structural calculations and the structural
sure.
details, which triggers an engineer's stamp of
sure.
approval of that. And so once modified, that would then, we would refer it back to Design Path Studios.
Thanks. This is great.
Thank you, Commissioner Coops. I'll just keep going to my right here. Commissioner Rice.
Thank you. Yes, just because for my own information, and because I'm not in the industry, so I don't know. The plans I saw looks like a floor plan and everything. Is that it? Is it the basic floor plan, or does it go deeper? You know, and have electrical specs and things like that. Is that a part of this?
Yes. It is a full off-the-shelf set of plans that would be usable for building the exact structure. So it would be representational of what a traditional building permit application, so it would have mechanical, electrical, and plumbing, inclusive of all in addition to the structural calculations for it. So there would be no additional work other than site planning, identify the site plan, soils reports, and everything else, but it's basically dropping those plans onto that site plan, and it's a full robust package that a building permit can be issued for and then inspected to completion.
Okay, very good. I'm just follow up on that. So it goes all the way down, and at the building site, and if they use this at the building site, if they, you know, add outlets or something like that, the real quickly, does that cause an issue?
No, okay. We would just identify the location of those they would pay. That's typically a very nominal permitting fee requirement. So
okay.
they may have to pay for an additional outlet or two as part of the permitting process, but it's not as substantive issue. The substantive
okay.
issues become when you're changing where plumbing is located or
okay.
the structural outlook. Like, I don't like the window here, but I want the window there. That's when it would trigger, I think, a little bit more complexity of review.
And so that changes that to the custom.
That's good.
And refers back to what Commissioner Coos was saying. They took this as the base for whatever. And then, okay, I think that is probably more than I should try to know. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Rice. Commissioner Seah?
I don't have any questions. I just want to compliment you guys. I know this took a lot, so you look great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I have a couple of comments and just would like to also compliment the staff and the architects. We've got quite a bit of variety here, from 393 square feet up to 1,200 square feet. The elevations look very reasonable. One question would be, these ADUs sometimes require, you kind of got to shoehorn them in the back or the side yard. Are there reduced setbacks that go along with this?
Yes, all of these plans, because they're under 1,200 square feet, qualify for provisions in state law that reduce setbacks to about 4 feet to rear and side yards.
Okay.
The height of the structures as well is typically a determining factor in reduction of setbacks, so these meet those requirements as well.
Okay. Thank you. Now, this is a public meeting. Do we need to open up a public hearing?
It is not a public hearing.
Okay.
But if there are members of the public that would like to speak, I suppose now is the time.
Okay. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on this matter? Okay. Seeing none, I'll turn.
Follow-up question.
Yeah, sure. Follow-up question, Mr. Rice.
Reach too far, probably. Does this include HVAC?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay, I'll turn it back to the commission. Thank you for the staff report, Mr. Cervantes. Since there's no other questions or comments, do we have a motion and a second to move this along?
This is just a receive and file item, so no motion.
Receive and file.
Is necessary.
Okay, that's all we have to do is receive and file?
Yep.
Okay, so let's consider it received and filed.
Perfect.
We don't need to vote on that? No, okay.
It's not an action item.
Thank you. We'll go on to the next item, which I guess we'll take some action on. This is a public hearing, planning application, PA 24-0049, general plan amendment, T24-01, transportation element. Location, the ranch plan community within the 5th supervisory district. Mr. Kirk.
Thank you, Chairman Bartlett. Robert Segarra, a contract planner for the county, will be presenting on behalf of staff. And I think we're going to maybe pause for a brief moment while we get the updated PowerPoint presentation.
Okay.
Do you want to try the keyboard now?
Oh, it's working.
Unplug and plug back in.
Try and turn it off.
That's usually the go-to.
Okay, Mr. Kirk.
All right. There we go. And Robert's ready to present.
Thanks, Mr.
Segarra.
Thank you. Good afternoon, members of the commission. At the request of the applicant, Rancho Mission Viejo, and in conformance with the traffic study that supports the proposed changes today, OC Development Services requesting to amend the County of Orange General Plan transportation element to create a new arterial highway classification to be called the Divided Collector, a two-lane divided unrestricted access roadway, and also to revise the County of Orange circulation plan. The applicant is currently processing identical revisions to the Orange County Master Plan of Arterial Highways with the Orange County Transit Authority. Staff's presentation will begin with a brief discussion of the county's circulation plan contained in the transportation element and the master plan of Arturo Highways, followed by a discussion of the proposed general plan amendments and specific changes being proposed, and concluding with staff's recommendation. The transportation element is one of the elements in the county's general plan. It sets forth a comprehensive strategy and contains goals, objectives, policies, and implementation programs intended to guide planning efforts to ensure the transportation system will accommodate growth throughout the entire county. One of the goals identified within the transportation element is to provide a circulation plan
that is integrated with the that of the adjacent jurisdictions. To achieve this goal, the circulation plan establishes a system of roadways within the unincorporated areas of the county. The circulation plan identifies each roadway as existing or proposed, as well as its arterial highway designation. The plan also depicts existing highways, freeways, and other roadways throughout Orange County, and it is amended as necessary to remain consistent with the Orange County Master Plan of Arterial Highways, which is administered and maintained by the Orange County Transportation Authority, OCTA. The Master Plan of Arterial Highways depicts existing and proposed arterial highways throughout Orange County. As part of the process, the Orange County Transportation Authority reviews the circulation plans of all jurisdictions for consistency with every 2 years and works with jurisdictions to bring their plan into compliance. General Plan Amendment, General Plan Amendment T24-01 proposes a revision to the transportation element to include a new arterial highway classification and provides updates to the circulation plan to reflect two proposed roadways located in Plan Area 3 of the Ranch Plan. The revision to the transportation element will add a new roadway classification to be known as a divided collector, which is a two-lane divided unrestricted roadway. A divided collector will also provide one bicycle lane for each direction, left turn lanes at applicable intersections, and is designed to accommodate approximately 15,000 vehicles per day at the level of service C. The level of service is a measure of average operating conditions with a range from A to F. The level of service C is defined as good operation. One of the goals of the county's transportation element is to ensure consistency between the county's circulation plan and the master plan of arterial highways. Adding the new arterial highway classification of a divided collector to the county circulation plan, which is currently existing in the master plan of arterial highways, will achieve this goal. The proposed updates to the county circulation plan include the renaming and reclassification of Cristianitos to Ranch Canyon, and the renaming and reclassification of Grandeza to Bucker Way. The county circulation plan currently depicts Ranch Canyon as a proposed roadway named Cristianitos, which is identified as a four-lane preliminary arterial highway located between Cow Camp Road and Bucker Way. Adoption of the proposed update to the circulation plan will rename the portion of Cristianitos to be Ranch Canyon and reclassify Ranch Canyon between Cow Camp Road and Bucker Way from its current primary arterial highway designation to the new divided two-lane collector. The current circulation plan also depicts Bucker Way as a proposed roadway named Grandeza, which is identified as a four-lane secondary arterial highway located between the Los Patrones Parkway and Cow Camp Road. Adoption of the proposed update to the circulation plan will rename Grandeza as Bucker Way and reclassify the portion of Bucker Way between Ranch Canyon and Coyotes from its current secondary arterial highway to the new divided collector classification. The anticipated traffic demand for segments of Ranch Canyon and Bucker Way being discussed today are lower than previously estimated due to the availability of greater detail regarding the associated backbone roadway system and further refinements in land use development since 2015, when they were originally included in the circulation plan. As noted, a divider collector can accommodate up to 15,000 vehicle trips per day, and a commuter roadway could accommodate approximately 10,000 vehicle trips per day at a level of service C. The results of the traffic modeling prepared for this project show that assuming build out of the Ranch Plan Community and 2045 growth, Ranch Canyon has a projected average daily traffic volume of 9,500 trips and Bucker Way a volume of 6,800, giving a result of a level of service A, which is excellent free flow. In regard to CEQA, the proposed updates to the circulation plan occur within Plan Area 3 of the Ranch Plan. which is approved October 27th, 2020, per the findings that final EIR 589 and addendum 3.1 were adequate to satisfy the requirements of CEQA for that project. As per the state CEQA guidelines, section 15162, the county evaluated the size and scope of the previous approvals and also evaluated the impacts associated with the proposed roadway refinements would result in any new or substantially more severe impacts than what was addressed in final EIR 589 or the addendums. Ranch Canyon and Bucker Way are two of the highways located within Plan Area 3 and are substantially the same as described in the Mass Area Plan. Rancho Mission Beach has redefined its land use plan for ranch and related circulation systems such that the internal street network and the location of key land uses resulted in the vehicle traffic on the subject roadways being lower than previously estimated. The proposed changes to the general plan transportation element do not involve new significant environmental effects or an increase in the severity of previously defined significant effects, and it involved no changes in the feasible, proposed, or adopted mitigation measures. Thus, the previously adopted CEQA documents, final EIR 589 and addendum 3.1, adequately address the effects of this proposed project, and no further environmental review is required. Based on the evaluation, the proposed amendment would not result in any significant impacts. Therefore, staff is recommending that the Planning Commission receive the staff report and public testimony as appropriate and adopt Planning Commission Resolution Number 2024-02, recommending that the Board of Supervisors make the appropriate findings under CEQA and adopt the proposed General Plan Amendment T24-01, transportation plan that will update the County of Orange Circulation Plan. This concludes staff's presentation. Thank you.
Excellent presentation. Thank you. Before we open the public hearing, I'd like to turn it over to our commissioners for comments and questions of staff. And Commissioner Sayo, I'll start with you this time.
No comment or questions.
Commissioner Rice?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if staff is the right person to ask this question, or maybe one of our representatives from the ranch. We're saying that we're real quickly, there's a two-lane divided road here we're talking about, which two lanes doesn't sound very much, but you said it's good projected out to 2045, which on one hand sounds like something out of the Jetsons or something, but it's not. And 21 years comes and goes pretty quickly in the world of this kind of stuff. So I guess my question is, because I'm unfamiliar with the area, after that, and I hate to see planning done so that, you know, then it becomes, oh, it's good until 2045, and then it's a disaster. And then we have to fix things, and the people that are there are horribly inconvenienced and all that. Do we have any idea of whether 2045 represents any sort of a maximum build out, because I don't know the area well enough?
Build out of this planning area would occur prior to that or okay. thereabouts, and the traffic related demand of build out of this area would be accommodated by this road configuration. So we do not anticipate there being any problems post 2045. It was just identified as a probable point of build out. There are no further growth-inducing development that would take use of this road that create additional trip generation that would increase potential need for an expanded roadway. So it's designed to meet the needs of the planned and built-out area, and we do not anticipate, because this isn't a generally circulating road that connects various points to point, that a future development would change that and create undue impacts to the surrounding community.
Okay. So that sounds pretty close to a guarantee that there's not going to be a problem in 2045. And it's not going to be my problem, but
still be my problem.
And I'm looking at Richard because I'm pretty sure it's going to be his problem.
Yeah.
Well, for the record, we should know who's sitting here just in case. And okay, well, I with all due respect to staff, I guess it's not our job just to accept staff's word for us. We have to ask questions, and I appreciate that. So that's probably all we could do, but I'm, you know, I go way back. I was born and raised here, and it used to be the 5 freeway was huge and blah, 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 and it's all great. And we look at it, and it's ridiculous now, and we all blame the planners, which is somebody, not me. But anyway, enough with that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner Rice. Before I pass it along to Commissioner Kuss, kind of a follow-up on that. Mr. Kirk, you and I had a conversation a couple of days ago, and you talked a little bit about the right-of-way that was being reserved, and I think this goes to Commissioner Rice's point, so could you discuss that real quickly?
Sure. All of the proposed maps in this area indicate a larger right-of-way that would have accommodated the previous designation. That dedication is not going away. It still exists, with a caveat or a condition of approval for the maps that the maintenance obligation of those undeveloped road areas, which would effectively be landscaped areas, would be maintained by Rancho Mission Viejo's homeowners association. This is a very typical condition that exists throughout the ranch, where there's additional areas of right-of-way that, you know, in the nature of, or in the future, if additional road capacity is needed, not that we anticipated, but if it was, it exists. Additionally, there may be opportunities for future build out of other amenities or resources that would accommodate or be take use of that right of way. To avoid any complications of cost or maintenance obligation, that is deferred to the HOA, who maintains it along with the other adjacent landscaped areas associated with the roadway.
Thank you. Commissioner Kuss.
No questions.
I have a question, if I may, relating to the sort of the cross-section of the proposed roadway. So maybe you could kind of take us through that. My understanding is it would be parkway of some width, and then a sidewalk, parkway, curb, bike lane, travel lane, potentially turn lane, travel lane on the other side with potential turn lane there as well, bike path, curb, parkway, sidewalk. Something along those lines?
In general, yes. Our plan, because this is part of the general plan, it's somewhat more vague, or I'd say specifically vague, because when the design of the roads come through, we'll have a little bit more ability to design the actual configuration within this to meet the needs of the community. There may, in certain circumstances, be a need for parking, potentially, if that was an issue, or other resources.
Okay. Mr. Zagara, I do have one question, technical question. So reading the staff report, it's clearly highlighted, and in your presentation it was as well, it's a two-lane divided unrestricted access roadway. When I went to look at the actual cross sections that were attached to the staff report, it looked as though they said two lanes in each direction. I wonder if you could clarify that.
Commissioner Bartley, you're correct, and I feel bothered that I meant to address that during the presentation, that the exhibit that was in the staff report provided to the commissioners noted that cross section has two lanes on each side. So we are updating that, because that was a drafting error. It should say one lane on each side.
I've already clicked. That was, so that was my
I do story. Apologize.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Okay, any other questions of staff at this point? Seeing none, we'll open the public hearing. Do you have any member of public that would like to address the commission? Mr. Bullock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jay Bullock, Vice President of Planning and Entitlement for Rancho Mission Viejo. I'm here on behalf of Rancho Mission Viejo, and as Commissioner Rice noted, Richard Bong is also here on behalf of Rancho Mission Viejo.
But it's Richard Bong's number we're writing down, not yours.
Yeah, if there are any questions, or especially if there are any complaints. And I would like to echo the commission's accolades to staff. And we really appreciate not only the staff report today, but all the steps that have led to getting us to this commission. It was a little bit of a hustle, and so we always appreciate their work, but especially today. And we appreciate the recommendation that the Planning Commission take the action before you, and I'm just here to answer any other questions. You already asked one of the questions that I had also, and so I appreciate the not only the question but the answer about the two lanes in each direction versus one lane in each direction. The one thing that I would add is that the action today and by the Board of Supervisors in the near future to update the circulation element for the county general plan goes in concert with the OCTA actions that are occurring to update the reclassify Bucker Way and Ranch Canyon as divided collectors. And on the MPAH, those are one lane in each direction. And so just it's good to hear that they'll all be in concert. Those actions, by the way, I just heard confirmation today from Tyler Holst, one of my colleagues at Rancho Mission Viejo, spoke this morning with Kia from OCTA. And tomorrow there will be a subcommittee meeting to approve that reclassification, making recommendation that they go on to the OCTA board September 9th to update the MPAH contingent upon Board of Supervisors approval. So it's all, everything's coming together. Appreciate everybody's efforts. With that, any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Bullock. Any questions for Mr. Bullock? Mr. Rice?
Yeah, that does bring up something. I don't know if anybody can answer this. As I'm looking at this, I'm reminded of something that just happened to me, because I live on a near a county two-lane undivided highway, and I was surprised to see an OCTA bus come down at night, and I'm thinking, I don't think that bus belongs on this road. And as we maybe get more pressure in the years to come from Sacramento, where you have to do this and that, does anybody know, does this two-lane divided collector road, is this ever going to have pressure? Is this in an area where it could ever have OCTA buses and or pressure to do that? And is it sufficient for that purpose?
I would say the capacity of the travel lane would be appropriate for traveling of buses, where the bus stop was proposed, an additional cutout of the additional right-of-way would probably be necessary so as not to impede flow of traffic. And again, that's we have approximately 30 additional feet that would be able to accommodate that. We don't anticipate this. Typically, bus lines align with larger commuting or larger road segments than this. This is meant to basically serve the residential communities surrounding it with a bus stop probably within a mile of this location. But if we had pressure from OCTA or the state, there would be an ability to accommodate that through the additional right-of-way that's been dedicated.
Okay, because I guess a bus might fit, but once you fit a bus and maybe some bikes, and this is not the OCTA board, and I appreciate that.
But. No, in a large part, our roads and the travel lanes are designed to meet minimum fire vehicle requirements. The fire department operates a Quint vehicle that is one of the widest vehicles. This road has been designed to accommodate that. Buses are about 2 to 3 feet narrower than that vehicle.
Okay, very good. And the last, Mr. Chairman, just to get from Mr. Bullock, do you concur with staff that the 2045 represents probably a maximum build out of the area?
Absolutely. Like you, it'll be beyond my time, but there will be plenty of room for all the Jetson families that will be living there at that time. The traffic study that we've all been looking at that accommodates this reclassification, I don't want to overestimate or inflate, but I think it's just a little bit, it's close to half the capacity that Commissioner or that staff person Zagara mentioned of the 15,000 dwelling units that build out would necessitate. So there's plenty of capacity if we missed it even by a factor of 10% or 20%. And staff is nodding their head and behind me, so.
Okay, well, we'll have
got lucky.
Well, we'll have a sealed indictment for Richard Vaughn to be opened in 2045. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Rice. Commissioner Kutz or Commissioner Sadoff? My only question, Mr. Bullock, is if you could, since I live down in the 5th District, if you could just point to an analog, like what would be the best analog that is existing today of a two-lane roadway with a divided, with a median and some turn lanes, mm-hmm. and kind of what you're envisioning here today?
I think Ladera has some of the best examples, the Siena Parkway, portions of O'Neill Parkway, and then in Rancho Mission VAO, Chiquita Canyon Drive, and similar to Bucker Way and Ranch Canyon, there are roundabouts along the way that really just did. I don't live in a community that has divided collectors or roundabouts, but when I drive around the community, it seems like, and what I hear from residents is that it's a very pleasurable experience, and there aren't, not only isn't a lot of traffic on the connecting portions of the road, but because of the roundabouts, there's not a lot of stacking and waiting at intersections. And so I think it's going to be a continued winning formula. We've just never had the exact classification that made it official, I guess, is the way I would look at it.
Got it. Yeah, thank you for that. Okay. No other comments from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Bullock. Is there anybody else, Mr. Vaughn, that would like to address the commission? No. Anybody else from the public that would like to address the commission on this item? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. And I'll turn it over to our commissioners for any comments, a motion, anything else? Anything, anybody? Okay, I'll go ahead and make the motion that we recommend approval of the recommended action. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Seha. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that carries 4-0. Okay, let's go on to the executive officer update. Mr. Kirk.
Thank you, sir. A couple of quick items for you. One is our housing element is out for public comment. I sent you all an email with links to the document. We are hoping to resubmit to the state by the end of September. It was a pretty comprehensive update. We brought on an additional consulting firm that has had great experience specifically working through affirmative fair housing programs to try to resolve those issues. We've updated our zoning to account for a minimum density, which helped us reach our RENA numbers. So we are hopeful that we will cross the finish line finally, but with a lot of changes, we're hoping but not expecting. So if you have any comments or questions on that item, please let me know. The public comment period is running for 2 weeks. I believe ends on September 9th. With that, also our general plan update for the comprehensive update is ongoing and is in a visioning cycle right now. We have conducted numerous public meetings throughout the county and incorporated areas, and we are wrapping that process up, and our consulting firm will be creating a visioning plan to then share with the district offices to ensure we're getting their policy goals and objectives identified. So if you want to take a participate or in any of those, I think we have one more upcoming event. If not, there is a number of recordings of those visioning sessions. I think I may have made mention at one of our last meetings that there was a temporary reassignment of our survey map checking unit to the Development Services Department or division. That has permanently been readjusted, so now the 25-member team of the map checking that serves both our county and then our city partners will functionally be under Development Services. So if you ever have any surveying questions, I guess I can help with that as well. We are still receiving numerous applications. It is quite busy, but we're beginning to catch up. One of the things that we are asking during our next budgeting cycle is to add two additional positions to our building division to help and assist with plan checking. Currently, we would employ about 4 to 5 consultants. We are unable to obtain those consultants at the rates that we have in place and having staff come on board in various levels will help to reimagine or rework the work in a more appropriate level, so we don't have senior civil engineers plan checking solar applications or patio covers, when a very easy transition would be to a plans examiner. So we anticipate that hopefully going to the board for the next upcoming budget cycle, which would occur, or would it start in 2025. So we do anticipate some meetings still throughout the end of this year, and as we know better, we'll coordinate with your schedules to make sure a quorum can be reached. If you guys have any questions, happy to answer anything.
Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Kirk. Okay, County Council update, Ms. Clark.
Don't really have anything for you guys. Justin just about covered all of it.
All right. Thank you. All right, we'll go to Commissioner comments. I'll start on my left with Commissioner Coos.
No comments, thank you.
Commissioner Rice.
No.
Commissioner Sagan.
No comments.
Just one quick comment from me. You mentioned RENA. I believe the county's RENA number is somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,600.
10,406.
I knew there was a six in there. How much do we expect the accessory dwelling units to make an impact? Do we have any idea or projection on that?
Initially,
just curious.
Initially, we were projecting about 10%.
Yeah.
With comments from the state, that's been reduced to less than, I'd say, 2 or 3%.
Based upon what they've seen overall.
Based upon our historic permitting records.
I see.
And so we projected a more aggressive number between a combination of items, one being the, you know, pre-approved plans.
Yeah.
There's also been a shift significantly through the state to almost make these by right and without any discretion. So we anticipated increases there. The state said that's all fine and dandy. However, we're going to go on past behavior as the best predictor of future behavior.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the next item, public comments. Is there any member of the public that would like to address the commission? Okay, seeing none, we will go to our adjournment. The next Orange County Planning Commission is tentatively scheduled for September 11th, 2024 at 1:30. And so that will conclude today's meeting. Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
8 sock 213.
Okay.
The rest is obvious, I think. And do we need this for direct deposit, or do we, or am I getting live checks?
I'm barely gonna try to give you a check this time because they barely gave me your number. Your employee ID number.
All right, so do you want this?
Can you email that to me?
Like, can I text?
And then,
How long have you worked here?
A little over a year. Well, with Public Works, a little over a year.
Is that the county you've been here?
The county, really just a year before that, like around 2 years. So here, let me, my email's right here.
I'm sure it's already programmed.
Okay, I'm going to start cleaning up.
No problem.
Let me know if you have any questions.
It's quite amazing that, like, at this level, it actually appears.
See you later.
All right,
we're done.
I'm still waiting for that email from O'Brien and you.
Oh yeah, you missed. You doing okay?
Oh, okay.
So he was 3 or 4 weeks.
The sooner I can get that.
Pushing yourself.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So he's finally on the street now.
Good. And took it over.
And I just got out of 16 days ago. I had heart surgery. You look great. Valve, fix a valve. And So I haven't been to the office for a while. This is my first outing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just giving you a hard time.
No, we're going to do it.
Well, tell John. Speedy recovery. You feel okay?
Yeah. I got the okay to do.
Yeah, I think I'm off Friday.
All right, take care.
Oh, you're off all next week?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bucker is the name of Elf. Illinois is a best buddy.
All of us have happened after I left.
It's someone.
Yeah.
Somebody, a family member or friend. Oh, did he?
They were trying to find out before this. And now it's going to be more hard for them.
And he's passed away.
Oh, he is. Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already passed out. Yeah, but he's already done. Yeah.
Brothers from a different mother.
Yeah.
Oh, were they? Okay.
He's still.
So does he still have family that's going to get a copy of the street plate or something?
Yeah, that's a good story.
I'm sure they would appreciate that.
One of the guys, I mean, I thought he was.
Yeah, I don't plan on having a street named after me.
You never know.
I don't know if Crawford is, so.
Yeah, the Cape guy.
Just, you know, after a generation, we say, we don't care about you. We don't remember you. Get out of here.
Well, you're on a lot of public documents, so it's hard to forget.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
See you guys.
See
you.
See you too.
There he is. There he is. What's up? How you doing? Thank you, Stephanie.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Marissa. So both appreciate you.
Yeah.
Getting me out there without pain.
What was that?
Getting me out without pain.
That's always the best part of it.
Oh, no.
Where in Nebraska?
Okay. And Columbus.
My city boy, your city boy.
Not Columbus, pretty smooth.
Things are increasingly become smooth, so that's always bothering me.
Yeah, I drove, my family was from Iowa.
I was a kid.
My best friend in Colorado.
Everyone I'm sick starts back.
And it's good. If you like corn, it's awesome.
Number one reason it's not like corn, it's more comprehensive. You know that doesn't really go together. I'm like, it may not, but it should. They're going to tell them, if you don't communicate in a two-page, three-page staff report, you don't have the command of the subject.
I appreciate it.
In no worries, have a great day. I don't think so, but I think at the end of September we have a couple things coming in or bubbling out. We'll see. There's a couple of outstanding.
So it's imagine playing in 93
and there's a couple of things that I think that in general is a story. That's kind of quiet and it's one of these things where I think people are trying to weigh when it's the best time, and it's like, we're entitled to
sit for that.
They're villagers before, but I think it's very interest to people. And then I think some people go and then they talk to some of the CPAC members or members of the HOA.
How did your tablets do?
They did well. I did not hear them once at the meeting.
Residential or
battery?
I take that back. Both developments are
in the park.
Grading roads, I think. Models for scale of this to happen.
Yeah, shouldn't need it.
There are two builders. Lenaris and Wawa's, and it's a higher end. There's a smaller, like 34 unit, and then the 200 units. The 200, I think, is Lenar, and the smaller is. And that's pretty common. Baker Ranch by us is built out from that same
thing.
Yeah, it's not bad. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Not a problem, sir. Have a good rest of your day.
Well, have a great time in Nebraska. Maybe we can handle it. And we'll call your eyes.
Yeah, thank you.
Morning. All right.
Yeah.
Was it a fun meeting?
I mean, it was very to the point, which is good. I don't think they drank their water, so. No, only like every once in a while will some of them drink their waters. It is nice to have for when they talk a lot, though.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Usually the longer meetings are when they drink water.
I now gotta have them because of those stupid Invisalign.
My mouth is like super dry.
So how long are you supposed to have those on?
A total of 14 months, and I started, what, January?
Oh, really?
So
halfway?
Hmm?
Halfway? A little more than halfway?
Yeah.
So what happens at the end of 14 months?
I'm hoping that it's somewhat corrected. I mean, I see changes, so, which is nice.
You still need like some sort of retainer or something?
I might. I need a mouth guard anyway because I, grind my teeth at night.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Thinking about you.
This place. Like, ah! No, just kidding. You have permission to teach me in your new way, Belinda. You have permission to teach me.
No, not you. I'm gonna have that when I have to teach Aaron about the chakra ASR.
Does he do some ASRs?
No, he hasn't. And I'm supposed to teach him like the chakras. Uh-huh. But they did them in so complicated that I'm like, I don't want to start with one of those, you know? And then my thing is, if he ever goes, I'm like, really?
You know, he's always trying to leave.
Exactly. I'm like, why am I doing this? Reddit. Well, I don't know if I should teach.
Look who's talking.
Hmm?
Look who's talking.
I just want to get on
start training.
Yeah, but you know, I just want to get on the list. I don't want Margot's job or her job downstairs.
And then both of you just want to leave me?
Never do that.
So rude.
Well, Belinda's okay. She's got to think about retirement.
Those are all the ones that need to be.
She needs her 3 years. Whatever.
I'm on the 3-year plan.
What is this? That one goes back to art.
Okay. Let me get that one.